Hello, everybody. Welcome to the infamous anime podcast. My name is Gio, and we have a good and special review for a specific anime. But before we do that, I want to apologize to the fans for the delay. I had a lot going through in my personal life, but we are here. We are ready to review another anime. This anime we're going to review, the anime is Fire Force. We're going to do something a little bit differently today for you guys. We're going to do season 1 and 2 review of it. So here is the summary. The summary is, and of course I have notes, of course, is a random epidemic is happening where random individuals are set ablaze, called as infernals. To combat the issue, the Tokyo Armed Forces, the Fire Defense Agency, and the Holy Church of Seoul came up and developed a new organization, the Fire Force. Sections where individuals that are gifted to ability to control the flames while being human, known as pyrokinetics. The student and the main character in the story, Shinra Kusabe, which is nicknamed the Devil Footprints because his ability to ignite his feet at will, becomes the newest member in the organization. Despite of his dream becoming a renowned hero, the Fire Force is faced with many issues such as lack of teamwork, the exponential increase of infernals, and the cult group the Evangelist has the answers and secrets of a fire incident that killed Shinra's family 12 years ago and the mysteries of the human combustion issue. Well, I watched both of them, of course, and there is a lot going on with that. And I mean, it's okay, but there's a couple flaws that I see. But let me go straight to the pros. The pros of this story from 1 and 2, the storyline is a roller coaster. And what I mean is a roller coaster, I mean everything's going on at the same time. There's plenty of surprises, suspense, irony, all that. As the main story, which is between seasons 1 and 2, that's going on here, but also too has sub stories where it has like what other characters are going through, which you will see that if you have a chance. It has a unique development. It's not like in the average anime where it has the main person, where they're from, what they do, all the main predictable sequences to form up a conclusion. It doesn't have that. Of course, the plot keeps consistently changing, which another thing which I really love the most. I love doing that. I love the plots keep changing and changing and changing to a point where you kind of forget where it's coming from. I love it. During season 1 and a tiny bit of season 2, there's at least 2 different moods that set every time, which you'll see as the episodes go by. Also too, the characters development, it shows it a lot, and I'm gonna use 3 different characters. The first one is Shinra, the main one. Well, the first time we meet him, he is very cocky, naive, he's stubborn, doesn't listen to authority, he just does what he wants. Even his power level, he's doing it when he pleases. He uses his power recklessly to do good. Well, during the seasons, he was trained. He couldn't, and he has more control with it now. Same thing with his attitude. His attitude is very more open. He's more understandable. He's very soft-spoken. He's very ill-tempered, and you'll see why. The second person is Princess Habana, which is the captain of Section 5, aka, which is Iris' sister, which is Shinra's priest. And when we first introduced her in the character, she was very senseless, vile, reckless about religion and what they believe in. Now, ever since they had a little fight between Shinra and that princess about certain beliefs and how they feel, and ever since that fight happened, her attitude changed. She's very more loving. She's more overprotective over Shinra. She's very assertive, kind of have like a motherly role towards Shinra, which it's kind of awkward in a way, since the fact I think Shinra is like around in the mid to early 20s and Princess Habana is older, kind of like mid 20s. And the last person is Benny Morrow, or Benny, which is the Unit 7's newest captain, or should I say Section 7's newest captain. When we first introduced him to him, he's very lone wolf. He's very selfish. He's very arrogant in a way. And he didn't want to deal with nobody. He was very introverted. He's very quiet. He would talk to selective people. But an incident happened, which I'm not going to spoil it for you guys. And Shinra and his Unit 8 team helped him out. And not only he is very eager about Shinra's power, but also too, he helped him train to control his power as well. And he's very open up to certain things. All right. And that's the three characters that show big improvements with their character development, of course. The anime is very balanced. It has everything that you want. It is not as one lenient, one-sided as how Another or Elfin Lied is. It's very balanced. It has some scenes that are very comical, as sense of humor. Some scenes that is very serious. Some scenes are heartbroken. Of course, the fight scenes is very good, which we're going to talk about in the view. The suspense is very, very, very edgy. The plot twists, just like I said earlier, plot twists are always changing. So it's one plot is arising, the other plot is coming in with a twist into it. This is the part where I have to break down season one and two. Season one, the music is very catchy, and the reason why I say that is because the season one opening is well known. I researched that song. I also listened to it a few times. I even listened to the lyrics of it. It kind of describes, it is called Inferno by Mrs. Greenapple, and it kind of describes how dreams and desires are burning like a fire. And the graphics on there is very 10 by 10. 10 out of 10, they didn't half-ass it. They took their time, and since in the digital age, it is very out of, I have to say this, they went all out on the graphics. All right, so for that's the pros, and we're gonna go to the cons. And also there's two of them I wanna talk about, and then after that we're gonna talk about would I recommend this, my rating, and also too, we are going to, and I'm going to tell you what is the moral message that I got so far. So for the cons, season two was a little bit off for me. And the reason why I said it's a little bit off is because it didn't have that vibrant energy as season one. It wasn't hyped up, especially with the opening music. It was very dark. It was very nonchalant, very dark, very vile type of music. Compared to season one, is very, it's like the introduction of the anime. It wasn't like well known or like you could, it's like stuck to your back of your head that you could sing to your tune. It wasn't like that. Season two, they probably get into it a little bit more, and they also made it to a point where I think that was one of the times where kind of like a little teaser in my book. And but also too, another thing that I don't like is some of the fillers and some of the things that happened in season two are very irrelevant to the topics and the issue. And a perfect example is there was a scene where they went to this ancient temple and they were looking for a particular person or item. I don't know on the top of my head. But instead, they have fragments of certain random numbers in it. And I tried to understand it by reading. By watching it at least three times. And I did not understand it at all. And that kind of threw me off of my game. Because, you know, I wish they could have some type of like intro or something that could understand where I'm coming from. So since we got the pros and cons down, I would like to talk about my rating of this. My rating out of a 10, which 0 and 1 means is garbage, and obviously 10 is the best of the best anime, I would give this a 7. And the reason why I said that is because I was going to give it a high 8 or 9 because of season 1. Season 1 was perfect, but I kind of give the season 2, because obviously I mixed the two up, I did the average, because I give it a 10, but season 2, I give it a 5, because not only it kind of threw off the mood from continuation of season 1, but also to some of the things and the fillers and stuff that did not relate, in my opinion, that did not relate to what was the main whole plot of season 2. So I added up, subtracted by, divided by 2, and 7.5, I just round down because I mean, it wasn't one of those ones where it doesn't hit as much as like Naruto or Bleach or Elfen Lied. It didn't hit as often, so I rounded it down to 7. Would I recommend this? Yes, I would recommend it. I would recommend this to anybody who is new to the anime scene, if they want to watch something that has to do with a modern day setting with a tiny pinch of magic. I would also recommend this to somebody who loves a story that has everything that you need, from humor all the way to slice of life and learning lessons in life. I would recommend all that. And I also recommend, which by the way, I forgot to mention, this anime is only a few years old. It's only, I think, 2 to 3 years old right now. And the last thing I want to say is the moral of this, of the anime so far, is I've seen the two of them, and my first one is, it doesn't matter where you are in life, you can also strive from it, and you could also push your narrative to make a point, because there were some incidents where Shinra was condemned, was mean, all because of that incident that killed his family and the fact that he was different from everybody else. But you know, that did not stop him of his dream to become a renowned superhero. And also too, the power of teamwork can build you and help you and support you all the way to your dreams. Obviously throughout the series, Shinra felt like he was alone, but he also understood that everyone went some type of issue in their personal life and kind of relate to where he's coming from. And because of all of this and all the incidents that happened, that he felt belong as a family instead of a volunteer and a worker. And that is the review for Fire Force seasons 1 and 2. I hope you enjoyed this video. Follow me on Instagram at infamous_GL3. Also too, coming up, follow me on Spotify on the podcast. I am also an Anchor, which will be down in the description. Spotify will be down in the description as well. And coming soon, we will have a Facebook page for this podcast. But until then, thank you for listening and have yourself a great night.